Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show, brought to you by Nebraska's Fine Hospital.
Hey, you did a pretty good job. Way to go. She's been practicing that, so she did a pretty good job. So this is the Character Chronicles. This is our prediction show for Nebraska versus Iowa. I'm joined by my daughter, Addison, which, by the way, literally, that name literally means daughter of Adam, so pretty cool. So, Addison,
Yeah? Talk
to me. Tell the fine folks at home, Husker Nation, what's your favorite sports?
All of them. Well, no, the four sports I'm playing.
You gotta tell them what it is.
Okay.
What are they?
Volleyball, basketball, swimming, and softball.
All right. Do you have one that's a favorite?
It depends on when I'm playing it. Like, if I'm in basketball season, then I'm playing it, then I like basketball the most.
Well, I was thinking volleyball might still be your favorite, because what's your favorite team?
Nebraska.
Because your dream's always kind of been to play volleyball at Nebraska. Is that still the case?
It's to play at least one sport at Nebraska.
At least one. So maybe more. What about three or four there?
You can do more than one at college?
This is going to be fun. All right. Is it all right if we talk a little bit of football? Is that cool with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
You notice she didn't say football amongst her favorite sports.
Nope.
All right. So real quick. Nebraska versus Iowa. It's Black Friday. It's Black Eye Day, as far as I'm concerned. The keys. You give your prediction in a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is this fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this isn't a fancy game. Iowa is not fancy. Okay. For Nebraska to have success, it's two simple things. Number one, they got to do the little things. Okay. We got to snap the ball correctly. We got to know when the snap count is when we're on offense, so we aren't having false start penalties, notch up offsides on defense. Just execute the little things. If there's a receiver wide open, get him the ball. Things of that nature. Penalties, turnovers, do the little things. Number two, be the most physical team on the field. So Iowa's defense is number one in the Big Ten in yards per rush given up. They give up about 2.5 yards per carry. That's pretty stinking good. All right. And here's the other thing. Iowa's offense, it ain't going to be fancy. So if you just listen to this, okay? Iowa offensive tackle Alaric Jackson on facing Nebraska's D, and I quote, "They have some new guys for the most part. Same scheme. Nothing we'd change, honestly. It just depends on us winning up front. There's no secret. We're just going to run the ball, and it's as simple as that." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't complex science when we're playing Iowa. They're going to try to out-physical us. They're going to try to run the ball down our throats and up our rears, because that's what they try to do each and every year. And until we stop them, they're going to keep trying to do it. Two keys, whichever team executes better, does those little things, and whichever team is the most physical team on the field will have success and win the game. That's it. It's that simple. Now, I take no pride in this whatsoever because of the way the game went last week, but I won the prediction battle last week. Go ahead and spin the belt.
There you go. Oh, my favorite part.
Okay. My prediction for this week, and I hope I am utterly, completely, and entirely ridiculously wrong, I have Iowa winning 35-20, all right, over the Huskers. What is your score prediction? Which is actually Jacob's, but you're relaying it to the fine folks at home on his behalf.
Nebraska 14 and Iowa 35.
So even a bigger spread, right?
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did a good job. No, I'm not asking. I'm saying I think you did a good job.
Okay.
I think. What if you took over the show one day?
Make it more about volleyball.
I love that. Maybe you and Jacob could share it. He'd do football, you do volleyball or something like that.
I'd kick him out.
You kick him out?
Yeah!
All right.
That way I have the show all to myself.
I better be around for a long time. All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember...
to throw the bones!
And happy Thanksgiving.
I hope that Nebraska wins, and I hope that we win 35-14 or 35-20. I'm flipping the predictions that my dad did and my brother did. I'm not predicting that because I'm not that great at predicting stuff. I predict I'm going to eat apples for breakfast or something like that, and I get cereal. Addison out.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.